USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Pennsylvania State Police believe escaped convict Danilo Cavalcante remains in state and within Chester County. Lieutenant Colonel George Bivens stated in a Sunday news conference that the search shifted to northern Chester County after Cavalcante eluded a police perimeter.
Investigators were also made aware of another sighting in the Phoenixville area in which Cavalcante appeared at a residence of another old work associate at 10:07 p.m. That associate was not home, but a female resident observed Cavalcante and called her friend.
The stolen white van he was using was discovered abandoned about 40 miles west of Philadelphia. Cavalcante is now clean-shaven. He was a convicted murderer, and he escaped from Chester County Prison on August 31st. Morocco remains shaken by ongoing tremors after a devastating earthquake Friday night. The death toll now exceeds 2,000, with thousands more injured. The magnitude 6.8 quake is the strongest to strike the North African nation in over a century. President Biden voiced his wish for China's prosperity with the condition that their government abides by the rules. He made the statement during a press conference in Hanoi following his talks with Vietnamese leaders.
I don't want to contain China. I just want to make sure we have a relationship with China that is on the up and up, squared away. Everybody knows what it's all about. And one of the ways you do that is you make sure that we are talking about the same thing.
The president acknowledged the current economic challenges facing China. Rescuers are making progress in their mission to retrieve American scientist Mark Dickey from a Turkish cave. Early Sunday, it was confirmed that Dickey had reached a base camp about 2,300 feet below the surface. He was more than 3,000 feet underground when he began to experience life-threatening stomach bleeding last week. The U.S. men's basketball team left the FIBA World Cup in the Philippines without a medal, losing to Canada 127-118 in the bronze medal game. This is USA News.
Freshness made easy with the three small spaces.
Want continuous freshness that fights odors with no batteries and no outlets? Try Febreze Small Spaces. Ah, but what's a small space? To answer that, we brought in our lawyer.
Small spaces include, but are not limited to, bathrooms, closets, laundry room, kid room, pet corners, main cave, she sheds, most nooks, and all crannies.
There you go. Febreze Small Spaces is the world's most convenient. Febreze Small Spaces is super convenient and never stops freshening for 45 days.
Mm-hmm.
Be happy, Febreze, la 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 la.
Wireless headphones. That'll be $200.
I'll use my Capital One Quicksilver card.
Now that's a hit. You used the Capital One Quicksilver card, which makes you the hero of every purchase. With Quicksilver, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere.
I wanted running music, but unlimited 1.5% cash back is pretty heroic.
Good instincts. Every hero needs a theme song. The Capital One Quicksilver card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Former top infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci doesn't foresee a repeat of 2020's COVID scenario. Speaking on ABC's This Week, he's also ruling out the likelihood of a federal mask mandate despite a rise in cases.
We're having an uptick in cases, which is being reflected by an uptick about 17% or more in hospitalizations. There's no doubt that that is going on, and since we're now at the end of the summer, it is likely that that will increase as we get into the fall.
He did acknowledge the potential for government agencies to recommend mask wearing in case of a significant uptick. A recent Berkeley Institute of Governmental Studies poll indicates that despite California's blue state status, there is strong opposition to slavery reparations. Overall, the measure is rejected by a 2-to-1 margin by every demographic except blacks. Only 28% of California voters support cash reparations, while a significant 59% oppose, with 44% expressing strong opposition. It's the end of an era at TV's longest-running show, NBC's Meet the Press. Host Chuck Todd signed off for the final time Sunday, ending his 9-year run.
So that's all for today. Thanks for watching. And for so many years of loyalty to me and to this show, I'm happy to say my colleague Kristen Walker is going to be here next week, because it doesn't matter who sits in this chair. If it's Sunday, it's Meet the Press.
Todd thanked his viewers, his team, and previewed the show's next chapter with Welker as host. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
You know that Big Bargain detergent jug is 80% water, right?
80% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure, concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Oh, pass me the intercom thingy.
Attention shoppers! If you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Don't pay for water. Pay for clean. If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Pods.
Water content based on the leading bargain liquid detergent.